Dude, I was driving, and there was an instance where I was driving, and there were literally, I was seeing cars that were getting beside my cars on the highway that had foreign tags. To me, looking at it, not knowing any other language, I'd say Chinese, Japanese tags. Like these black cars, they were black, and I don't know what the deal was with it, but they were nice cars, black cars, and a semi tried to cut me off one day. This night that I was heading back home, but I looked over at this one car because I started getting freaked out. Like, okay, is it something that are they like, following me? Are they trying to cut me off? What are they doing? It was almost like I got beside this one car. Okay, her skin was, she had black skin, black hair, and man, I was like I said, just from what I saw. I looked and I could see almost like the evil in his eyes. And I saw, I even hate to say this, man, it's kind of embarrassing because I don't even, I saw the head just blow up. Just blow up. Like, dude, and then I start to
I
freak
start to
out.
freak out.
All things continually lead back to serpents, dragons, fairies, Nephilim, and fallen angels.
In the distance looms a mystical mountain.
As Mike Heiser used to say, if it's in the Bible and it's weird, it's probably important.
At its peak, a great fire burns, concealing the Prometheus lens.
This development of this knowledge that's being talked about within the mystery schools.
An ancient artifact said to reveal the hidden truth within a deliberately darkened world.
There's a hidden history that's been deliberately obfuscated from the peoples of the world.
Join us as we travel and explore the vast unknown. It's a hero's journey with dragons to slay, damsels to save, and innumerable treasures to hoard. Torches high.
The Smithsonian, they caught wind of a giant skeleton, would send their agents out to get it.
But it takes courage to move forward, to move out of the shadows, out of the unreality that we think of as reality.
We are all on the hero's journey.
Mankind has been in contact with and influenced by extraterrestrials.
Leave the Sitchin mound of bull feathers out of it.
You know, look at it from a different perspective. A different perspective. A different perspective.
What's happening and what is up? Hold out your glass because we're about to fill it up. Welcome to the Prometheus Lens Podcast, and I have to show you my new toy. You've chosen wisely. I had to do that just at least once. That was the whole holy grail there, man. But welcome to the Prometheus Lens Podcast. I'm your host, Justin, and today I have another person that wanted to come out and talk about their experiences that they've had. I recently reached out to a guy. His name was Nick, and I'm sure you guys are familiar with the episode, the Baphomet. And had a gentleman that listened to that episode and reached out to me on Facebook and said that, he had had a lot of experiences and he wanted to share his experience and some of his testimony with us. So I decided to bring him on. And same thing for anybody watching or listening. This is a journey for all. So anybody that has any kind of stories, testimony they want to share, feel free to reach out to me. Well, we'll sit down and have a conversation. But I'd like to welcome to the show Michael Sanders. Michael, thank you for reaching out, and welcome to the Prometheus Lens.
And thank you for having me.
Now, I appreciate you reaching out and wanting to share your story. For those that are unfamiliar, just give us a little bit of background, who you are, and just a little bit about your story. Just give us a little feel for you.
Okay. Well, I can say that I'm from Ridgely, West Virginia. background, You know, I was raised in a Pentecostal church growing up, Assemblies of God, you know, I don't know, pretty much grew up in an abusive household. If you're looking for personal background, it was, I don't know. I work a lot. I don't know.
You're a 9-to-5 knuckle dragger.
I'm married. I have actually 5 kids. Got 5 kids. Got a little one with my wife now, and I've got 3 that's 4 that's about grown. So, but yeah, that's pretty much about me. You know, I just work and love the Lord. You know, and do my best, man. That's about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, I know you'd reached out to me, and the Baphomet story with Nick had caught your attention, and you said that you had had some experiences. Would you like to just walk us through some of those?
Yes. Yeah. I'll tell you, and I was trying to think of the dates and stuff, because a lot of these things are, a little blurry. And I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but when I was, growing up, of course, I mentioned, there was abuse in my home, basically from my stepfather, and, he was into things, and, talking about a guy that would take you to church, come home and you'd see something else. So he was into some drugs and stuff. And, I think that he actually passed away back in December of 92, and he was doing some weird stuff, I started to notice things take place after he had passed, and crazy things going on in the house where we lived, we're talking like stuff I didn't even believe in, but we're talking toilet slamming, doors closed. You could hear stuff. I'm just like, and I'm in denial. Like, dude, that's stuff's not true. And, never really believed in it. Always afraid of it. Cause here I am like, dude,
Was you a teenager, a kid? How old was you when this stuff was going on?
17 years old when this stuff started. It wasn't until after he passed away that we started noticing this stuff, I had no knowledge of anything but Ouija board, okay? I had a girlfriend at the time, and she came over to the house after we were moving out of this house. We were just getting out. My mom said, I can't live here. So we went over one night. She had this wild idea. Hey, I'm gonna bring this board over. We'll find out what's going on. And I'm just like, whatever, I knew nothing about this stuff. And I only bring this up because I don't know if this has something to do with the things that followed. Okay. And, we get in the house after it's all cleared out, and, we're in there, and, she starts, putting your hands, telling me how to do this stuff. So I'm putting my hands on this board, and she's asking it to spell out its name, looking down, I'm just looking at hers, and I think she told me, just be calm or something like that. And I'm just like, okay. So, there I am with my hands on the board. My thing, that little eye thing or whatever it is, because I'm not familiar with them, they started like moving. And so I looked at her and she looked at me, and I whispered, and I was going like this. I said, are you doing that? She said, no. And I let it go 2 more letters, and then I was out. I ran out the door. I can't even tell you if she said something about destroying it. I can't even tell you whatever happened to it, but she says, I'll get rid of it. But anyway, that there was like something that I'd never experienced in my life. And as time went on, I remember there were, I was, Let's see, go a couple. I'm sorry, I bounce around. I'm a little ADHD. But
you're in good company.
But later on, you know, just going through life, you know, I was drinking, started drinking when I was about 15 years old, you know, just numbing stuff I didn't want to remember and, you know, and things like that. Never really gotten to drugs until later in life. And that's another story. But yeah, here I was just, you know, living life, go through school, get out of school, just working, you know, jobs here and there, you know. And, finally, I get married, I think, about 24 years old. I got married, you know, had a kid stuff, and eventually had what would have been my third baby. And so anyway, my wife at that time, you know, we're working a job together. We're working at a plant job together, and we were gone till like 3-4 in the morning, you know, and we take off in the afternoon. So yeah, we didn't see the kids hardly at all. And I remember we dropped them off the babysitter on the way back, get them. And here's the other thing that, you know, things started happening. We come home one night and, we picked the kids up, got them to bed. Everything's quiet, calm, you know, we're just going to bed. And go to walk through the little hallway that was there in the room. And we had a big, like nightstand. It was, I don't know, one of those old antique looking things, I guess, whatever to call them, but it was tall. And, so anyway, we no sooner laid down. And here's the thing. 'Cause if it was me, I'd have been like, man, I just see something. There was this thing. And I hate to swear, but I swear this thing looked like it flew in here like a bat looking thing. I'm going to say probably about 2 foot tall or more. Flew on top of that thing with wings and went like this and just perched. It looked like it perched. I'm laying down. We're both laying down. And I froze. And we're both looking at it. Like, I mean, I knew that she was looking at it. She saw it too.
So you both seen it. This wasn't just something you saw.
Yeah, right. I looked over with just kind of, you know, kind of inching over there. I said, "You see that?" You know, and she's like, "Yeah." Honestly, I don't remember after that. She don't remember after that. We were just so, I think we were so froze, we just eventually fell asleep that way. None of us wanted to move. Now, here's the thing. In the morning, I go, you know, get up out of bed, go about my day, walk through the hallway. Just probably about this long, black snake on the floor, dead. Like, dude, where'd snake come from? Okay. That was wild. Like, never in my life have I had anything ever experienced like that. And honestly, I think we may have talked about it briefly and never more again. For some reason, it just kind of left my mind. It left her mind.
Hey listeners, it's Nick from Kevlar Joe's Coffee Company. I want to invite you to try something new. Here at Kevlar Joe's Coffee Company, we have a bold and slow-roasted coffee that is 100% organic and ethically sourced. There are no pesticides or fungicides from the plantations we import our coffee from, and it's all single-sourced too. We have light, medium, and dark roast. Even decaf coffee as well to satisfy whatever kind of coffee you drink. We also have a variety of flavor coffees for you to try, including our hazelnut and apple pie flavor coffees, which are both big sellers. You can order our coffee at www.kevlarjoes.com. You can also follow us at Facebook, Instagram, or X for Kevlar Joe news, deals, and your daily dose of coffee-related memes, so make sure to like and follow our pages. And I'll leave you with this, listener. The world isn't a safe place right now, and it seems like it's always teetering on the edge. But don't forget, like it says in Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill and cannot be hid. Let your light shine before all men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So be bold, be humble, and be Kevlar.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed that episode, I encourage you to head on over to PrometheusLensPodcast.com and sign up for our all-access pass. It's $10 a month. It comes out to 33 cents a day. It gets you 48-hour early access to all episodes, members-only episodes, access to the private community, and that comes with monthly Q&As and member chats. So we talk with authors and other great speakers, and you guys get to ask them your questions every single month. We also offer a smaller tier package that is just $4 a month, and with that, that gets you access to the 48-hour early access, the monthly chats, and the Q&As. The only thing that does not get you is the members-only episodes like the one you just saw. But if you enjoyed that, head on over, sign up, it's quick, it's easy, and get access to not only this episode that you just saw, but many, many other great exclusive content. Torches high.